Joined now by Iowa Lakes men's coach Troy Larson as they pick up the win 89-72 over Nyack. Coach, first thoughts on this one?
There was times where we were okay, but there was also times that we weren't very good. So it's always nice to be back at home. You know, we played pretty good at Hills on Saturday, so it's nice to be at home. At times we were good both offense and defensively. At times we weren't as good as what I'd like to see us. So, but overall, it's a league win, pretty handily, you know, late in the season, and those are tough to come by, so we'll take it.
Yeah, and, you know, I would point to the early part of that second half. You guys went on a good run, hit some threes and hit some transition buckets. Yeah. And I'd say that was probably the game for you guys when you pulled away from them.
Yeah, it definitely was. That was a good little run that we went on there. We got a couple stops. They turned it a couple times. We got a couple, you know, baskets, a couple three-point shots, and the lead went from, you know, basically an even game to we were up 10 to 15. And basketball normally is a game of runs like that. So we need to and we have good enough players that we can take a run like that, and we should have runs like that. So definitely we capitalized on that.
And speaking of good players, you get a good one back tonight. Keyshawn Pegues, 8 points off the bench in some limited time, but I felt when he was on the floor, he made the most of his minutes.
He sure did, you know, and it's really good to see him. You know, I got a couple dunks tonight, and he's one of our most athletic players, and he brings so much energy every day, and it's been a long old process for him, you know, this stress fracture in the foot, but I think it's getting better every day. He's been showing more signs in practice. Mm-hmm. Our athletic training staff, Kyle Norris and Kim, have done an awesome job with him as far as, you know, getting him better and getting him to a certain level, and yeah, it was fun to see him out there tonight. I asked him after he dunked that first one. I said, "How'd that feel?" And he's like, "Coach, I can't tell you how great that felt." So, you know, when a young man, when you love doing something and you're good at something, and it's taken away from you for a long time, you know, I haven't played since the second game of the year. You know, it means something, and so I was really proud of him. And he's on a little bit of a minutes restriction. I mean, we only played him, I think, 10 minutes tonight, and you know, maybe Saturday we'll maybe get him maybe 15 or 20, and then see, make sure we're just not trying to do too much too early.
And speaking of Saturday, you're on the road, a tough matchup. You're able to get them here, but maybe not a full-strength Marshalltown team. What are you expecting from the Tigers at their place?
You know, they're a good team. You know, they've hit a little tough stretch right now where they're not playing, you know, quite as well as what they were early. But they've also, you know, that I'm telling you, we had COVID. A couple guys on our team had it in the fall. And I was talking to Flack, their head coach, and I said it took us probably 3 to 4 weeks to figure it out, you know, and that's probably about how long they've been since they were here last. And you know, you feel bad for a team that 7-1 has everything heading in the right direction, and then COVID hits and it's hard. But yeah, it'll be a challenge. We're gonna have to play well. We're gonna have to play good. It's always hard to win on the road, but I tell our guys every time there's no better place than winning on the road, you know.
Yeah, anytime you can steal a game on the road, that's a big thing. So any final thoughts on this one?
No, just appreciate everything you guys do. And it was a fun game in here tonight. And we're just hoping we're on the stretch run now. You know, we got 5 regular season left in tournament, and we're trying hard to finish second in the league and get that 2 seed. So that's the hopes, and that's what we're aspiring to do.
All right, best of luck Saturday, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, thank you.
That is Iowa Lakes coach Troy Larson as his team picks up the 89-72 win.